17. Artificial Intelligence, A Modern Approach. By Stuart J. Russell, Peter Norvig. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Artificial Intelligence, A Modern Approach by Stuart J. Russell and Peter Norvig is a comprehensive guide to the field of artificial intelligence, AI. It covers all aspects of AI, from basic concepts such as search algorithms and knowledge representation to more advanced topics like machine learning, natural language processing, robotics, and computer vision. The book also provides an overview of current research in AI and its applications in various fields. The authors begin with an introduction to the history of AI and discuss some fundamental principles that are essential for understanding how intelligent systems work. They then move on to cover different types of search algorithms used in problem solving, including uninformed search techniques such as breadth-first search and depth-first search, heuristic methods such as best-first search, game-playing strategies, constraint satisfaction problems, local searches, genetic algorithms, simulated annealing, taboo search, ant colony optimization, particle swarm optimization, neural networks, and deep learning. In addition to discussing these topics in detail, the authors provide numerous examples throughout the book that illustrate how each technique can be applied effectively. They also include exercises at the end of each chapter so readers can test their understanding of key concepts. The second part of artificial intelligence, A Modern Approach, focuses on knowledge representation techniques used for representing facts about objects or events in a way that computers can understand them. This includes symbolic logic systems such as first-order predicate calculus, FOPC, non-monotonic reasoning systems like default logic, probabilistic models like Bayesian networks, fuzzy logic systems based on fuzzy sets theory, temporal logics for reasoning about time intervals or sequences over time frames. Finally, the third part discusses several important areas related to AI, including machine learning, including supervised learning methods such as decision trees and support vector machines, natural language processing, NLP, which deals with understanding written text or spoken words using computational linguistics approaches, robotics, which involves designing autonomous robots capable of performing complex tasks autonomously without human intervention, computer vision, which enables machines to interpret visual data from cameras or other sensors accurately. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Machine learning. Machine learning is a subfield of artificial intelligence that focuses on the development of algorithms that can learn from data and improve their performance over time. Main idea number two. Knowledge representation. Knowledge representation is the process of representing knowledge in a form that can be used by a computer to solve problems. Main idea number three. Search. Search is a technique used to find solutions to problems by exploring a set of possible solutions. Main idea number four. Planning. Planning is the process of finding a sequence of actions that will achieve a goal. Main idea number five. Natural language processing. Natural language processing is the ability of a computer to understand and generate natural language. Main idea number six. Robotics. Robotics is the study of robots and their design, construction, and application. Main idea number seven. Computer vision. Computer vision is the ability of a computer to interpret and understand visual information. Main idea number eight. Uncertainty. Uncertainty is the lack of certainty about the state of the world or the outcome of an action. Main idea number nine. Probabilistic reasoning. Probabilistic reasoning is the process of making decisions based on uncertain information. Main idea number 10. Machine learning algorithms. Machine learning algorithms are algorithms that can learn from data and improve their performance over time. Main idea number 11. Neural networks. Neural networks are a type of machine learning algorithm that uses a network of interconnected nodes to process data. Main idea number 12. Reinforcement learning. Reinforcement learning is a type of machine learning algorithm that uses rewards and punishments to learn. Main idea number 13. Evolutionary computation. Evolutionary computation is a type of machine learning algorithm that uses evolutionary principles to find solutions to problems. Main idea number 14. Bayesian networks. Bayesian networks are a type of probabilistic graphical model that can be used to represent uncertain information. Main idea number 15. Markov decision processes. Markov decision processes are a type of decision-making algorithm that uses a probabilistic model to make decisions. Main idea number 16. Heuristic search. Heuristic search is a type of search algorithm that uses heuristics to find solutions to problems. Main idea number 17. Constraint satisfaction. Constraint satisfaction is a type of problem-solving technique that uses constraints to find solutions to problems. Main idea number 18. Game playing. Game playing is the ability of a computer to play games such as chess and Go. Main idea number 19. Logical reasoning. Logical reasoning is the process of using logical principles to draw conclusions from given information. Main idea number 20. Knowledge-based systems. Knowledge-based systems are computer systems that use knowledge representation and reasoning techniques to solve problems. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Machine learning is a powerful tool for understanding and predicting complex phenomena. It involves the development of algorithms that can learn from data, identify patterns, and make predictions about future events. Machine learning algorithms are used in many different fields such as finance, healthcare, marketing, robotics, natural language processing, NLP, computer vision, and more. The goal of machine learning is to create models that can accurately predict outcomes based on input data. The process of machine learning begins with collecting relevant data sets, which are then analyzed using various techniques such as supervised or unsupervised learning methods. Supervised methods involve providing labeled training examples to the algorithm so it can learn how to classify new inputs correctly, while unsupervised methods allow the algorithm to discover patterns in unlabeled data without any prior knowledge. Once trained on a dataset, these models can be used for prediction tasks such as classification or regression. In addition to predictive capabilities, machine learning also has applications in optimization problems where an optimal solution must be found given certain constraints. For example, reinforcement learning algorithms have been developed which use trial and error approaches to find solutions that maximize rewards over time. Main idea number 2. Knowledge representation is a fundamental concept in the field of artificial intelligence, AI. It involves representing knowledge in a form that can be used by computers to solve problems. This process requires understanding the problem, breaking it down into its components, and then finding ways to represent those components so they can be manipulated by a computer. Knowledge representation techniques include symbolic representations such as frames, semantic networks, and production rules, graphical representations such as decision trees and Bayesian networks, and statistical models such as neural networks. The goal of knowledge representation is to enable machines to reason about complex situations using data from multiple sources. By representing knowledge in an organized way, AI systems are able to make decisions based on their understanding of the world around them. For example, an AI system might use knowledge representation techniques to identify objects in an image or recognize spoken words. In addition, these techniques can also help machines learn new concepts over time. In order for AI systems to effectively utilize knowledge representation techniques, they must have access to large amounts of data that accurately reflects real-world scenarios. As more data becomes available through advances in technology like machine learning algorithms and natural language processing tool sets, AI systems will become increasingly capable of making accurate decisions based on their understanding of the world around them. Main idea number 3. Search is a powerful tool for problem solving. It involves exploring a set of possible solutions in order to find the best one. Search algorithms can be used to solve problems ranging from simple puzzles to complex optimization tasks. The key idea behind search is that it systematically examines all potential solutions and selects the best one based on some criteria, such as cost or efficiency. In addition, search algorithms can often be adapted to different types of problems by changing the criteria used for evaluation. Search algorithms are widely used in artificial intelligence applications such as game playing, natural language processing, robotics, and planning. They are also useful for solving real-world problems such as scheduling tasks or finding optimal routes between two points. By using heuristics and other techniques, search algorithms can often find good approximate solutions even when an exact solution cannot be found. Main idea number 4. Planning is an essential part of problem solving in artificial intelligence. It involves finding a sequence of actions that will lead to the desired goal state. Planning algorithms are used to generate plans from a given set of initial conditions and goals, taking into account any constraints or limitations on the available resources. The process typically involves searching through possible solutions until an optimal one is found. The planning process can be divided into two main stages: generating candidate plans and evaluating them against criteria such as cost, time, safety, etc. Once a plan has been generated, it must then be tested for feasibility before being implemented. This testing phase may involve simulating the plan in order to determine its effectiveness under different scenarios. In addition to these basic steps, there are also techniques for improving the efficiency of planning algorithms by using heuristics or other methods such as constraint satisfaction problems, CSPs. Heuristics allow planners to quickly identify promising paths without having to exhaustively search all possibilities, while CSPs provide efficient ways of solving complex problems with many variables. Main idea number 5. Natural language processing, NLP, is a field of computer science, artificial intelligence, and linguistics concerned with the interactions between computers and human languages. NLP technologies are used to analyze large amounts of natural language data in order to understand its structure and meaning. This understanding can then be used for various tasks such as machine translation, text summarization, question answering, sentiment analysis, speech recognition, and more. The goal of NLP is to enable machines to process natural language inputs in order to produce meaningful outputs. To achieve this goal, researchers have developed algorithms that allow computers to identify patterns in unstructured text data. These algorithms use techniques from fields such as linguistics and statistics in order to extract information from the text. For example, they may look at word frequencies or syntactic structures within sentences. In addition to analyzing existing texts for useful information, NLP also enables machines to generate new texts based on given input. This could include generating summaries of long documents or creating responses based on user queries. By combining these two capabilities, understanding existing texts and generating new ones, NLP has become an important tool for many applications across different industries. Main idea number 6. Robotics is a rapidly growing field of study that focuses on the design, construction, and application of robots. Robots are machines that can be programmed to perform tasks autonomously or with minimal human intervention. They have been used in many industries for decades, from manufacturing to healthcare, but their use has become increasingly widespread as technology advances. Robotics involves the development of algorithms and software to control robotic systems. It also includes research into how robots interact with humans and their environment. Robots can be designed for a variety of purposes, such as performing repetitive tasks more efficiently than humans or providing assistance in hazardous environments where people cannot go. In addition, They can be used for exploration missions in space or underwater where conditions may not be suitable for human presence. As robotics technology continues to develop at an ever-increasing rate, new applications are being discovered all the time. The potential benefits of robotics are vast: increased efficiency and productivity, improved safety, reduced costs, greater accuracy, enhanced customer service, faster response times, better quality products and services, improved environmental sustainability through energy savings and waste reduction. Main idea number 7. Computer vision is a field of artificial intelligence that focuses on enabling computers to interpret and understand visual information. It involves the development of algorithms and techniques for extracting meaningful information from digital images or videos. Computer vision systems can be used in a variety of applications, such as object recognition, facial recognition, motion detection, image segmentation, 3D reconstruction, medical imaging analysis, and autonomous navigation. The goal of computer vision is to enable machines to gain high-level understanding from digital images or videos. This requires the ability to identify objects in an image or video sequence, recognize their shapes, determine their spatial relationships, classify them according to type, track them over time, and respond appropriately when they appear in different contexts. Computer vision has become increasingly important with the rise of machine learning technologies such as deep learning. Deep learning models are able to learn complex patterns from large amounts of data more efficiently than traditional methods. As a result, computer vision systems have become much more accurate at recognizing objects in images and videos. Main idea number 8. Uncertainty is an inherent part of life, and it can be a source of both anxiety and opportunity. In the world of artificial intelligence, AI, uncertainty plays a major role in how machines make decisions. AI systems must often operate in environments where there is incomplete or uncertain information, making it difficult to determine the best course of action. To address this challenge, AI researchers have developed techniques for dealing with uncertainty such as probabilistic reasoning, Bayesian networks, fuzzy logic, and Monte Carlo simulations. Probabilistic reasoning allows machines to reason about events that are not certain but may occur with some probability. This type of reasoning involves assigning probabilities to different outcomes based on available evidence and then using those probabilities to make decisions. Bayesian networks provide another way for machines to deal with uncertainty by representing relationships between variables as directed graphs whose nodes represent random variables and edges represent conditional dependencies between them. Fuzzy logic provides yet another approach for dealing with uncertainty by allowing machines to work with imprecise data sets or vague concepts like hot or cold instead of precise numerical values. Finally, Monte Carlo simulations allow machines to simulate complex scenarios involving multiple variables over time in order to better understand their behavior under various conditions. By leveraging these techniques for dealing with uncertainty, AI systems can become more robust when faced with incomplete or uncertain information. As AI technology continues to advance at a rapid pace, so too will our ability to handle the uncertainties that come along with it. Main idea number 9. Probabilistic reasoning is a powerful tool for making decisions in uncertain environments. It involves using probability theory to assess the likelihood of different outcomes and then choosing the most likely outcome. Probabilistic reasoning can be used to make predictions about future events, evaluate risks, and optimize decision-making processes. In artificial intelligence, AI, probabilistic reasoning is often used to develop algorithms that can learn from data and make decisions based on probabilities rather than certainties. In AI applications, probabilistic models are used to represent uncertainty in data sets or knowledge bases. These models allow machines to reason with incomplete information by assigning probabilities to possible outcomes or states of the world. For example, a machine learning algorithm might use a probabilistic model to determine how likely it is that an image contains a particular object given its features. By combining these probabilities with other factors such as cost or time constraints, AI systems can make more informed decisions. Probabilistic reasoning has become increasingly important in recent years due to advances in machine learning techniques such as deep learning and reinforcement learning, which rely heavily on probability theory for their success. As AI technology continues to evolve, so too will our ability to use probabilistic methods for making better decisions. Main idea number 10. Machine learning algorithms are a powerful tool for data analysis and prediction. They can be used to identify patterns in large datasets, make predictions about future events, and even automate decision-making processes. Machine learning algorithms use statistical methods to find patterns in data that may not be obvious to the human eye. By analyzing these patterns, they can learn from past experiences and improve their performance over time. The most common types of machine learning algorithms include supervised learning, unsupervised learning, reinforcement learning, deep learning, and transfer learning. Supervised learning involves training an algorithm on labeled data so it can predict outcomes based on new input data. Unsupervised learning is used when there is no labeled dataset available. Reinforcement learning uses rewards or punishments to teach an algorithm how to behave. Deep learning applies multiple layers of neural networks for more complex tasks such as image recognition or natural language processing. Transfer learning allows machines to apply knowledge gained from one task to another. Machine learning algorithms have become increasingly popular due to their ability to quickly process large amounts of data with minimal human intervention. As technology continues to advance at a rapid pace, machine learning will continue playing an important role in many areas, including healthcare, finance, marketing automation, and robotics. Main idea number 11. Neural networks are a type of machine learning algorithm that uses a network of interconnected nodes to process data. Each node in the network is connected to other nodes, and each connection has an associated weight which determines how much influence it has on the output of the node. The weights can be adjusted during training so that the neural network learns from its mistakes and gradually improves its performance over time. Neural networks have been used for many tasks such as image recognition, natural language processing, and autonomous driving. The basic structure of a neural network consists of an input layer, one or more hidden layers, and an output layer. The input layer receives information from outside sources such as images or text documents. This information is then passed through each successive layer until it reaches the output layer, where it produces some kind of result based on what was learned by the neural network during training. By adjusting the weights between different layers, we can control how much influence each part of our data has on our final result. Neural networks are powerful tools for solving complex problems because they can learn patterns in large amounts of data without requiring explicit programming instructions like traditional algorithms do. They also have applications in areas such as robotics, where they can be used to recognize objects or navigate autonomously around obstacles. Main idea number 12. Reinforcement learning is a type of machine learning algorithm that uses rewards and punishments to learn. It works by having an agent interact with its environment, taking actions and receiving feedback in the form of rewards or punishments. The goal of reinforcement learning is for the agent to maximize its cumulative reward over time. To do this, it must learn which actions lead to higher rewards and which lead to lower ones. The process begins with the agent exploring its environment, trying out different actions at random until it finds one that yields a reward. This action then becomes part of the agent's policy, the set of rules it follows when deciding what action to take next. As the agent continues interacting with its environment, it updates its policy based on new experiences and feedback from previous interactions. Reinforcement learning algorithms are used in many applications such as robotics, autonomous vehicles, game-playing agents, natural language processing systems, and more. They can be used for both supervised tasks, where there is a known correct answer, as well as unsupervised tasks, where there isn't. Reinforcement learning has been shown to be effective in solving complex problems where traditional methods may fail. Main idea number 13. Evolutionary computation is a type of machine learning algorithm that uses evolutionary principles to find solutions to problems. It works by simulating the process of natural selection, where individuals with better traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. The algorithm starts with a population of randomly generated solutions and then evaluates them based on some criteria. Those that perform best are selected for reproduction, while those that do not meet the criteria are discarded. Through this process, new generations of solutions can be created which have improved characteristics compared to their predecessors. The main advantage of evolutionary computation is its ability to explore large search spaces quickly and efficiently without requiring any prior knowledge about the problem domain or solution space. This makes it well suited for solving complex optimization problems such as scheduling tasks or finding optimal paths in graphs. Additionally, since no assumptions need to be made about the structure of the problem or solution space, evolutionary algorithms can often discover unexpected patterns and relationships between variables. Main idea number 14. Bayesian networks are a type of probabilistic graphical model that can be used to represent uncertain information. They consist of nodes, which represent random variables, and directed edges between the nodes, which indicate conditional dependencies. The network structure encodes assumptions about the relationships among the variables in a given domain. By combining probability theory with graph theory, Bayesian networks provide an intuitive way to visualize and reason about complex systems. The main advantage of using Bayesian networks is their ability to capture uncertainty in data by representing it as probabilities. This allows us to make predictions based on incomplete or uncertain evidence. For example, if we have some data about a patient's symptoms but don't know what disease they have, we can use a Bayesian network to infer the most likely diagnosis from this evidence. Bayesian networks also allow us to easily update our beliefs when new evidence becomes available. This makes them particularly useful for decision-making tasks where new information needs to be taken into account quickly and accurately. Finally, because they are graphical models rather than equations or algorithms, they are easier for humans to understand and interpret than other types of AI models. Main idea number 15. Markov decision processes, MDPs, are a powerful tool for modeling and solving sequential decision-making problems. MDPs provide a mathematical framework for representing an agent's environment, its goals, and the actions it can take to achieve those goals. The key idea behind MDPs is that they allow us to model how an agent will behave in any given situation by taking into account both the current state of the environment and the expected future rewards associated with each action. At its core, an MDP consists of states, actions, transition probabilities between states based on taken actions, and rewards associated with each state or action. An agent using an MDP must decide which action to take at each step in order to maximize its expected reward over time. This process is known as reinforcement learning. Agents learn from their experiences by adjusting their behavior according to what works best in different situations. MDPs have been used extensively in artificial intelligence research since their introduction in 1970. They have been applied successfully to many real-world problems such as robotics navigation tasks, game-playing strategies, financial portfolio management systems, and more recently autonomous driving vehicles. Main idea number 16. Heuristic search is a type of problem-solving technique that uses heuristics to find solutions. Heuristics are rules of thumb or strategies that can be used to guide the search for a solution. They provide an efficient way to explore the space of possible solutions and identify promising ones quickly. Heuristic search algorithms typically use some form of cost function, which assigns a numerical value to each potential solution based on how close it is to being optimal. The algorithm then searches through the available options in order to find one with the lowest cost. Heuristic search algorithms have been applied successfully in many areas, including game playing, robotics, natural language processing, and scheduling problems. In addition, they can be used as part of more complex AI systems such as expert systems and decision support systems. By using heuristics instead of exhaustive searching techniques like brute force methods or backtracking algorithms, these types of AI applications can often solve problems much faster than would otherwise be possible. Main idea number 17. Constraint satisfaction is a powerful problem-solving technique that can be used to solve a wide variety of problems. It works by using constraints, or restrictions, to limit the possible solutions and then finding the best solution within those limits. The idea behind constraint satisfaction is that if you have enough information about what needs to be done, you can use it to narrow down your search for an optimal solution. The process begins with defining the variables in the problem and their associated domains, the set of values they can take on. Then, each variable must satisfy certain constraints which are defined based on how they interact with other variables in the system. For example, if two variables need to add up to a certain number, then this would be one type of constraint. Once all these constraints are established, algorithms such as backtracking or local search techniques can be used to find solutions that satisfy all of them. Constraint satisfaction has been applied successfully in many areas, including scheduling tasks, planning routes for vehicles and robots, solving puzzles like Sudoku and crosswords, playing games like chess and Go, etc. In addition, it has also been used in artificial intelligence applications such as natural language processing and robotics. Main idea number 18. Game playing is a field of artificial intelligence, AI, that focuses on the development of computer programs capable of playing games. The goal is to create algorithms and systems that can play games at a level comparable to or better than human players. This requires the AI system to be able to reason about its environment, make decisions based on incomplete information, and learn from experience. Game playing has been used as an important testbed for AI research since the 1950s. The most popular game playing applications are those involving board games such as chess and Go. These two classic board games have long served as benchmarks for evaluating AI techniques due to their complexity and strategic depth. In recent years, there has also been increasing interest in developing game-playing agents for video games such as StarCraft II and Dota 2, which require more sophisticated decision-making capabilities than traditional board games. In addition to being used for testing AI algorithms, game-playing can also be applied in practical settings such as automated trading systems or autonomous robots operating in dynamic environments. By simulating different scenarios within a virtual world, these systems can learn how best to respond when faced with uncertain situations. Main idea number 19. Logical reasoning is a fundamental component of artificial intelligence, AI. It involves the use of logical principles to draw conclusions from given information. Logical reasoning can be used to solve problems, make decisions, and answer questions. In AI, it is often used in conjunction with other techniques such as search algorithms or machine learning methods. Logical reasoning relies on the ability to identify patterns and relationships between facts and then apply logical rules to those facts in order to reach a conclusion. This process requires an understanding of how different types of logic work together, including propositional logic, predicate logic, modal logic, temporal logic, and non-monotonic logics. Additionally, knowledge representation techniques are often employed in order for computers to understand complex concepts. In AI applications such as natural language processing, NLP, or robotics planning systems, logical reasoning plays an important role by allowing machines to reason about their environment and take appropriate actions based on that information. For example, NLP systems may use logical inference rules when interpreting user input so they can accurately respond with relevant answers. Main idea number 20. Knowledge-based systems are computer programs that use knowledge representation and reasoning techniques to solve problems. These systems store information in a structured form, such as rules or frames, which can be used to infer new facts from existing ones. They also employ search algorithms to find solutions to complex problems. Knowledge-based systems have been used for a variety of tasks, including medical diagnosis, natural language processing, robotics, and expert system development. The main advantage of knowledge-based systems is their ability to reason with incomplete or uncertain information. This allows them to make decisions based on the best available evidence rather than relying solely on predetermined rules or datasets. Additionally, they can learn from experience by updating their knowledge base when new information becomes available. In order for these systems to work effectively, they must be able to represent the problem domain accurately and efficiently. This requires careful design of the underlying data structures and algorithms so that they can capture all relevant aspects of the problem space while avoiding unnecessary complexity. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.